Here we are, the last great day, right next to the beginning of eternity. You know, Christ made it abundantly clear what this day was, that this day was all about water. The clean, powerful, living water of God's Holy Spirit that will be made available to any man who thirsts for it. And this includes the billions of people that will rise in the second resurrection. If you turn to John 7:37, we'll read this verse again. Just because we read it multiple times doesn't make it go away. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." The living water is for the people of the second resurrection. How many have lost somebody this year? How many have lost a loved one, not in the church? This is their day. This is the day they come to drink of those waters. This message is going to be entitled, Water and the Last Great Day. And what I want to do is look at three characteristics of water that make it such an appropriate symbol for this day. Water is necessary for life. Water is a solvent and cleanser. And water can be gentle and it can destroy. So water is necessary for life. All of us who have fasted know this. It's necessary for physical life. Without pure, clean water, we just won't live. I want to emphasize this. I want to turn to Exodus 17 and verse 6. A miracle was performed. Exodus 17, verse 6. Children of Israel were thirsty. They were complaining. So God performed a small miracle. See, behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come out of it water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Now, you might picture that as a little rock with a little stream coming out of it. But let's go back and consider that. This was a major miracle. How much water had to come out of this rock? Think about it. If a person needs a gallon of water a day to survive, you had 2 million people. 2 million gallons of water to gush out of this rock. And what about the livestock? A cow needs a gallon per 100 pounds, so if you have a 1,000-pound cow, it's going to take 10 gallons a day. If you assume 200,000 families, that's an additional 2 million gallons of water. And then what about evaporation? The ground was parched. The water just didn't flow onto it and stay. So you had all that water that had to be accounted for. So let's do a little math. So we have a rough estimate of 40 million gallons per day that came out of that rock. Now, you consider a standard tank car, railroad tank car, will hold 34,500 gallons. 4 million divided by 34,500 gallons per tank car is 115 tank cars. That's about, as far as I can tell, about a mile and a half long of tank cars per day. This was not a trickle of water. This was a gush of water. Why did the water come from a rock? I don't think God was just trying to give something to drink to the Israelites. He could have had it rain on them. But he wanted to show that water can come out of a rock. And it sure does. The Holy Spirit comes out of our rock. True living water gushes from the rock of salvation. And like pure water is necessary for physical life, God's Holy Spirit is necessary for spiritual life, for eternal life. Without God's Spirit, man will perish. Not just physically, but spiritually. As pointed out by John on this day, not only will man be filled with the Spirit, it's going to flow from him. And flowing water is the source of all life on this earth. Now, let's consider the second property of water. Water is a cleanser and a solvent. Water is truly a unique substance. It's a universal solvent. It is the best solvent we know of. It can cleanse just about anything you want it to cleanse. And the Holy Spirit is also a cleansing agent. If you turn to God says, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols, will I cleanse you." The Holy Spirit washes filth away. You know, it's interesting. At this feast, we had rain every day. Maybe that was a lesson for us about the value of water. And the last property of water we can think about is water can be gentle and it can destroy. Now, we all walked out in this rain. It wasn't a terrible rain. I've been in bad rains. This was a mist. But, you don't like to get wet, but it's still kind of refreshing. It can refresh you and make you feel better. But, you know, if you freeze water and turn it into a hard substance, it can kill you. Somebody throws a piece of ice at you, it will kill you. Water expands when it's frozen. One of the few substances that will do that. Now, why is that important? Because if it shrunk when it froze, it would freeze from the bottom up, and we would have no oceans. We would be a planet of ice. This allows ice to float. So as it forms, it goes up, and the water below it stays liquid and supports life. You know, water, it's interesting. Water, the very thing that the Titanic, remember the Titanic? The very thing that it was floating on sunk it. The iceberg sunk the mighty ship that God himself could not sink. So he did. In researching, I found that the Coast Guard stated that since the Titanic, 5 additional ships have been sunk by icebergs. Doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're on one, when it sinks, it sounds like a lot. An opposite of ice is steam, water in the gaseous state. You want to clean anything? Steam it. It'll take anything off. However, steam can burn you very badly. It's very powerful when it's hot. See, and likewise, you know, the Holy Spirit, when it is in its cold state, it's firm. It does not budge. When it is in its gaseous state, it will, you know, it'll literally take the skin off of you. But for it to support our lives, it has to be in a flowing liquid state. The Holy Spirit has to flow through us in order to support our lives. Flowing water is the only thing that really cleanses. If the water doesn't flow, what you have is stagnation and disease. So the Holy Spirit is an active, dynamic thing. It has to move in order to cleanse us. It has to be in the liquid, the flowing state. But you know what? That flowing state, if you take water and you put a hurricane over it, what you have is cities that are no longer there. And I can attest to that, having been through it. Water, even though it is gentle, when it rains and it gives you relief when you're thirsty, or when it is stirred up, it can destroy you. So how appropriate is God's Spirit when compared to water? How appropriate is that analogy? Because you see, on this great day, a river will flow. A river not only coming out of Zion, but a river coming from everyone who seeks to drink of it. And this water will be offered to the people who never had the ability to drink from it. The people that we love, that we have lost, the people that have been lost in war, when they are thirsty, this is their day to drink. And they will be healed. And they will learn God's plan, and they will be filled. So Godspeed this day.